at times it's becoming farcical. You have to really feel for these players and management. This isn't normal in any shape or form. This is not a Lions tour as we know
it. For the best Lions coverage this summer, subscribe to the OTB Rugby podcast stream on the OTB Sports app.
The GAA podcast on OTB Sports Radio, Ireland's first and only sports radio station.
Mickey, unbelievable day here in Enniskillen. We're absolutely baking out on the pitch. It's roasting. And what a game. It was 114 to 23 points in the end to Tyrone, and they're through now to the Ulster final. What do you make of the game?
Yeah, it was a great game. It had lots of talking points during the course of it. I suppose there were that many talking points, we forgot that we lost Neil McGee just after 3 or 4 minutes to a heavy knock, you know, and I think that affected Donegal a small bit because he's been the rock at the heart of that defence. But, you know, there's lots of turning points during the course of the game. I think the major turning point was the missed penalty. Mm-hmm. And then obviously just a couple of minutes later, Michael Murphy receiving his second yellow card, then which resulted in a sending off. And, you know, that had a big bearing on the game because at that stage, Donegal were 2 points up at that stage. If that penalty had went in, it was a 5-point game, and I think Donegal would have pushed on from there. So instead of being 5 points up, Tyrone won the next kick out, went up and got the next score, which left it a 1-point game. And after that, Tyrone really grew into it.
As you said, it could have went either way. And as you actually mentioned, Neil McGee, I totally forgot that, because so much happened here today that you would forget that happened. But that's their full back. That's a massive loss to them.
Yes, he goes about his business, you know, and gets the job done. And he was a huge loss, and it probably unsettled their defence a small wee bit because they probably had the manoeuvre men around. So, but as I said, there were so many talking points during the course of the game. I think that went unnoticed. People forgot that. But look at, as I said, Tyrone in the end were fully deserved of their victory.
Absolutely. And the Michael Murphy penalty, he hit it low and hard and off the post and it went wide, and that was the start of a bad day for Michael Murphy.
Yeah, well, look, I think we'll probably get lots of comments on the penalty itself, because the penalty was probably outside the square. It was probably deemed as a goal scoring opportunity. We'll not know until we see the replays of it on television, but I believe probably Tyrone had one or two bodies behind that to prevent it. So it's probably the first major controversial penalty mm-hmm. of the football championship. So it'll be interesting to see what it looked like on the replays later on tonight.
And then in the end, he was sent off for 2 yellows. I actually asked Declan Bonner what he thought of the yellows, and he actually thought it was a bit soft.
Yeah, maybe the first one. The second one was probably just a clumsy foot out. Donegal had possession and coughed it up, and he was probably just lunged out, tried to stop the ball from getting away from him, and he tripped a Tyrone player. And, you know, you'll see most players getting a yellow card for that incident. The first one probably was the harshest one. It was a ball that came over the top, and he put his arm up, and the Tyrone player probably ran into it more so than Michael Murphy laying the arm and the side of his head. So, mm-hmm. yeah, look, I think they probably feel a wee bit hard done by that.
And you just, I know it's what if he stayed on the pitch, would they have won? What do you think if he was out there today? Do you think?
Yeah,
you know,
well, look, I think the whole game plan changed at that stage, because Donegal were really putting a press on Niall Morgan's kickouts and mm-hmm. forcing them long, so they were getting a good bit of joy. And as soon as Michael Murphy went off the field, then Donegal had to give up the Tyrone kickouts short, let them have it short, so they had to retreat. So that took that was probably a big part of their game plan, whereas Tyrone were giving Donegal the short kickout and making them work the ball from defence to attack. And once Tyrone went the extra man up, they went man to man on the Donegal kickouts and forced Patton to go long, and had very good joy on that as well. So basically both teams had a game plan coming out. Donegal's game plan was throwing in turmoil when Michael Murphy was sent off, and then that gave Tyrone the opportunity to press Patton's kickouts, which they had great joy from.
And when you're pressing those kickouts, that means you have to go and get up the other side, end of the field, you know, like that is tough out here in these conditions. I wasn't sure were they going to keep that up.
Yeah, well, you see, Tyrone had the luxury of pressing the kickouts because they had the spare man at the back in Frank Bourne. Frank Bourne was able to sit back and get the rest of the players to push up. But then in the heat, there was the day Tyrone let Donegal have the kickout short in the first half, so it was a long way to work a score from their 20 metre line up, so it does take its toll later on in the game.
And then we've seen the subs coming on for both teams. You know, they really emptied the bench because of the heat here today. But Conor McKenna, when he came on, wow, he was something else. He's very energetic down in the back line, getting points.
Yeah, look, he brought power and pace to it. He was able to get forward and break lines. Ball carrying was exceptional, but even his work ethic off the ball as well. He gave the Tyrone players the lift they needed at that right time. And the same with Cahill McShane. He came on and kicked a couple of scores as well. So, you know, they had those impact players on the bench today to come in and make a difference. But Tyrone had a lot of impressive performers there today. I thought Kieran McGeary was outstanding, especially in the first half when Tyrone were getting it hard to get scores. He seemed to pop up and kick three scores. Myler kicked three as well, and so did Sludden.
Yeah.
You know, lads that you didn't expect to kick points, you know, for Tyrone. But when Tyrone needed them, them lads really stepped up and to handle a lot of ball. And then in the second half, Darren McCurry, Matty McKenna came more into the game and took over the scoring opportunities then for them. So they really pushed up and stood up when they needed to be.
Absolutely. Matty Donnelly there at the end, I think he got 3 points, didn't he, in that second half? He really came alive.
Yeah, him and Darren McCurry, you know, yeah, were getting a lot of joy in that full forward line. There was good quality ball going into them, but look, with Donegal being a man down, it was very hard for them to plug those holes.
Absolutely. And as I said, I spoke with Declan. It's just devastating for him. I know you've been there because you're out now at the minute with Cavan. How tough is it for a manager to go into that dressing room now, and what do you say?
Yeah, it's very tough because players put in such an effort all year, and because of the nature of the competition this year, it's you don't get a second opportunity. So it's a big commitment for players to go out and put their lives on hold for one big game in the championship. So, you know, Donegal have been on the road for a long time. They've been in 9 finals in 11 years. So, you know, they've a lot of mileage on the clock, and sometimes, you know, bodies do get tired, and that hunger mightn't be the same as it was in previous years. So maybe the rest now for the few months will re-energise them, and you know, they'll all go back to their clubs now. In a few weeks time this will be all forgotten about, and club championship will kick off, and it'll bring a bit of freshness to them players, and it's great that they have something like that to look forward to and go away, that the season isn't just totally over for them.
Absolutely, yeah, back to club, you know, you have something to focus on. We used did knock them out last year in the Ulster final, unbelievable. So they came off the back of that into this year, and they've just got to the semi-final this year. It is very tough, but do you think they'll be back stronger than ever?
I think they'll be back. They've still a lot of quality. They've still a lot of good quality young players coming through. You'd be hoping now Michael Murphy and that keep at it, because it'd be an awful shame if he didn't, you know, come back and light up the championship again, and that was his last. But I've no doubt he will. He's a huge player for them, and we've seen the effect it had on the rest of the team when he was sent off. But look, they'll regroup. They've a lot of quality there. You know, they've been on the road a long time, and maybe the extra break will re-energise them for next year.
And Tyrone, they're back in the Ulster final where they want to be. Unbelievable for them.
Yeah, look, at I suppose you're talking to Tyrone and Donegal have been the two most consistent teams in Ulster for the last 10-12 years. They're never far away. Any day you have Tyrone beaten in the Ulster Championship, you have a good day's work done. And I'm looking forward to it now, because I suppose at the start of it nobody probably would have predicted a Tyrone Monaghan final. I think it probably was always saying it probably was going to be a Donegal Armagh final. That was the talk. So yeah, it'll be interesting. Monaghan will go into that final with a lot of confidence from last night's victory, and a great victory it was, and well deserved after everything that went on. And as I said, it's going to be interesting to see how that game pans out, and whether it's going to be in Ulster or they're going to move it to Croke Park will have another big factor on it as well.
Yeah, and as you said, they probably went in yesterday as a bit of underdogs. It probably was Armagh that everyone had tipped, and they came out on top, obviously under the circumstances as well. They really fought seriously hard yesterday. So what do you make? Do you think it's going to be a Tyrone or Monaghan victory?
I suppose Tyrone will go into the game as favourites, but Monaghan will have no fear. They have a lot of players that have played in Ulster finals before. A lot of them have 2 Ulster Championship titles under their belt, so they will go in probably as underdogs, and they'll relish that too. But you know, there's a great bit of resilience about Monaghan. You know, they've been competing at a highest level for the last 10 years at Division 1 consistently, and when you least expect it, that's when Monaghan will pull in a big performance. You know, a wee bit like Cavan at times, when you least expect it, that's when you'll get a performance. Yeah. But you know, they'll have no fear of Tyrone. They'll know each other very well, no more than Tyrone will have no fear for Monaghan. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a really entertaining game, and I think it's a 50-50 game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and that's the best thing about this Ulster Championship. I'm delighted covering it, because every game is so entertaining. You just don't know who's going to come out on top.
No, on any given day in Ulster, every team fancies their chances when they play, no matter who it's against or what county you're from. And I think that's what makes the Ulster Championship special. Like, even you look at the Fermanagh and Antrim performances this year in the Ulster Championship, you know, a wee bit of luck didn't go their way, but you know, they had the opportunities and put in really big performances as well. So you know, there's no easy touches in Ulster Championship football, which is great. And it's the day that, you know, as I said beforehand, the games you expect to win are the ones that you'll end up losing.
Absolutely. And Calvin, for next year, are you looking forward to it already?
Yeah, well, look, the dust is still settling at this moment in time. You know, a lot of stuff going through your mind as regards, you know, what could you have done better, or where can you improve? But you couldn't fault the effort of the players. Delighted with the effort they've given me the last 3 years. They'll go back to their clubs now. We've a lot of lads that had injuries and picked up knocks that'll give them an opportunity to clear them up. And, you know, while the lads will be disappointed, in a couple of weeks, once they get back to the clubs, that disappointment will be gone. And hopefully they'll have the attitude and appetite to go back at it next year, and hopefully unearth a couple of more new players to freshen up the squad as well.
Brilliant, Mickey. Thank you.
Thank you.
The GAA Podcast on OTB Sports Radio, Ireland's first and only sports radio station.